Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the afternoon, November 2nd session of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Hales?
Here. Welcome, everyone. We have a proclamation right up front and then some other business this afternoon. So we really appreciate you all being here for this conference and discussion. So let's move, please, to item 1222.
Proclaim November 2016 to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland.
Well, this is a proud tradition for our city that we participate in this declaration. It's also proud that we are now so well served in the city by having a tribal liaison on our staff. And Pat Gibson has been working, I know, with many of the tribal governments in our region, and also has been representing our city's commitment to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and their efforts to maintain the purity of their water and the sanctity of their land. So these declarations are not just words, they're also actions, and that's why it's important that we do this. So I'll start this off and then invite folks that are here to speak about this to come forward. This is the proclamation itself. It says, whereas Native Americans, the indigenous peoples of this land, flourish with vibrant cultures, developed one of the largest trade economies, and are the original stewards of Mother Earth. And whereas the city of Portland now rests on lands at the confluence of Willamette and Columbia Rivers, a major crossroads for the economic, social, and political interactions of the indigenous tribes for thousands of years, and whereas indigenous people hand down oral histories, science, governance, a distinct relationship with water, land, rocks, native plants, birds, fish, and animals, an invaluable cultural knowledge and rich traditions that continue to thrive in Portland, supporting community health, and whereas indigenous people who've been here since time immemorial continue to contribute immeasurably to our country, state, and city's heritage, distinguishing themselves as scholars, veterans, teachers, athletes, artists, entrepreneurs, and leaders, and whereas the indigenous population of the Portland metropolitan area is over 40,000 people, descended from more than 380 tribes or bands from across the nation, and whereas the community continues to contribute to the cultural fabric of the city of Portland through many events throughout the year, such as traditional powwows, festivals, celebrations, active community organizations, and tribal intergovernmental relationships, now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim the month of November to be Native American Heritage Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So let's suspend the rules and let's hear it for this tradition of declaring this month to be important. So welcome, and I know there's some folks that are here that would like to speak about this, so come on up, please, if you'd like to. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Idalis Riggs. I'm from the One Who Walks Around people, born for the Many Goats people. My maternal grandmother's of the Edgewater people. My paternal grandfather's of the Bitterwater people. I'm from Wildcat Peak, Arizona. I'm currently a student at Portland State University. It's a really great day. I just like to say thank you. It's really important for us as Indigenous people and for you as well to acknowledge our presence and our history and all that we've been through and all that we're facing today. It's really difficult to be here because of all the issues in Native country, and I just want to say thank you for acknowledging that and continuing to, you know, make the necessary steps to acknowledge us and to appreciate us. And it's really great to be here today. And this is a step towards our healing as Indigenous people. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tots. May we? Welcome. I'm Judy Bluehurst-Skelton, Nez Perce Cherokee. It is a good day. It's an honor to be here. The ritual to come every year and celebrate Native American Heritage Month is a very special relationship. I have the privilege of being surrounded by the next generation of our Indigenous leaders, like the young woman sitting next to me, and I'm reminded constantly that really every month is Native American Heritage Month, and every day is Indigenous Peoples Day. And the events of our times today, sadly, are reminiscent of the times of my grandparents and the times before them. Challenging times. While the proclamation celebrates our achievements, that we are still here, we recognize that it also commemorates and honors our ancestors who were thinking of us so that we could be sitting here today. And I am also inspired by the younger generation who have really taken it to heart to speak up and to heal from the historical trauma. Sometimes I ask myself, do we ever heal from historical trauma? The events of the men that drove into the traditional lands of the Burns Paiute people, armed, bullying, intimidating, terrifying the communities there, inflamed our own historical trauma, and then to see the inequities of justice or injustice as our elders are being strip-searched and humiliated at Standing Rock and confronted by attack dogs, women and children. It feels like 1870s all over again. And so I think it's important that the city continues to acknowledge the good things in the present help us secure a future, but recognize that the past is still at our heels, and that, as our ancestors would say, the heritage is that the earth, as the proclamation states, is our mother. And it's by her grace that we survive or live here. And so when the people at Standing Rock or the people throughout this continent we call United States are protecting water, we have to remember that water is sacred. We can't drink money. Water is healing. Water is life. And so we invite all the citizens and residents of Portland and the region to join Indigenous people, Native Americans, American Indians, Nez Perce, Navajo, however we all identify, and connecting and standing up for the rights of Mother Earth and for our legacy for the next seven generations. That's what is in my heart today as we hear the proclamation. And it's only because of the next generation I find the strength sometimes to come in and speak. So I'm really grateful to everyone here. Katsi Aoyo.
I appreciate both of your perspective, not just looking back into the history, but also looking forward. And actually, as I said earlier, I think there's sort of two consciousnesses in Portland that have risen to a new level, and I think it's why this declaration maybe has special meaning now. One is that we are such a multicultural city now, and we understand that better. It's happened to us gradually. You know, we had a Native population here from the beginning. We had an African-American population, later a big Vietnamese population. Now we have hundreds of ethnicities represented in our city, and it's a glorious new chapter in the history of the city that we are now truly a multicultural city. And that's a level of understanding that I think we've reached as a community here fairly recently. And then secondly, this confluence of interest between tribal organizations and leaders and environmentalists about climate change and what happens locally matters globally, whether it's happening at Standing Rock or happening in energy conservation in Portland. You know, we have a shared commitment to climate and to stewardship that Portland's proud of being a leader in. And so that's why having Portland State and students there working on these issues with us is hope for the future. So that's part of why I think this, to me, has some special meaning this year. Other comments?
Well, we also look forward to seeing you. I think next week, where we're going to celebrate another milestone, which is the Crystal Spring. Return of the salmon. And you were there at the beginning when we cut the ribbon and had that community celebration. And if we have you here every week, we should probably...
Yes, okay. We're working on that.
Give her an office or something so that it's a little more convenient. But thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, Ms. Bluehart-Skelton and I were at the Parks Budget Advisory Committee meeting until 9 o'clock last night. So, yeah, you're welcome to stop by my office and take a seat anytime you like. And thank you for all of our Native communities for the work that you inspire and assist us in doing. I've certainly learned a lot since I've been on the council for almost 8 years now from a wide range of tribes and also from the Native American Youth and Family Council. So that we're all, I think, moving towards getting together and figuring out how do we respect each other, how do we celebrate the past and envision the next seven generations. So I particularly want to thank the folks who've been involved in the Native American Community Advisory Council for Parks, which and your partnership with that, Judy, as the Parks Board Chair. I'm very grateful for the official City of Portland Delta Park Powwow, led by the Bow and Arrow Culture Club, that I was privileged to attend this summer. And so as a way of giving back, the Parks Bureau and I have decided waived the fees for that event, and we will do for the next 4 years as well. So, you know, partly recognizing it's your land, and I, by the treaties of 1855, am charged with the stewardship of it, and that means making sure that it does work for everybody and that we honor the places and the special things. So I thank you also for the partnership on looking at how do we name our parks and how do we honor the past as we move forward. I'm also privileged to be in charge of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and our ongoing partnership with the Diverse Civic Leadership Program, the grant that we give to the Native Youth and Family Council for the Elders Program. See, Danita Sue Pry was here. It's part of the blessing of coming together and making everybody realize, recognize what's gone and what needs to be in the future. So thank you very much.
I just wanted to mention, thank you so much for being here today and this year and every year. I just wanted to mention that we were all very proud to be able to make a contribution recently to the Confluence Project, which honors the history of the peoples who fished at Celilo Falls for generation upon generation until, sadly, the falls were drowned by the Dells Dam. So that's still a terrible tragedy, but we're pleased to make a contribution to this project to honor that history.
Well, thank you both, and thank you all for being here today. We appreciate your presence in our community and here for this particular moment of attention. And if I might, since we have a new leader, we always like to celebrate rising new leaders in our community, so I'd like to
Thank you. Little one was quiet for the whole ceremony.
Very nicely done. Okay, let's move on, please.